providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I am chatting right now with two actually old friends, Bahman Yamini, who is the president of a company called Canisil Resources. I've known Bahman for 6 or 7 or 8 years, and Dr. Peter McGaw, who I've also known for an awful long time. Peter is involved with Bahman's company, which is Canisil Resources. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say a couple of things. The most important is I own stock in Canisil, and so consequently do not take this as investment advice because it is not, this is not arm's length. Why isn't it arm's length? Because I'm a shareholder. Having said that, Canisil is also a sponsor on our website, so if you want more information about the company, simply click on their banner. Where do we start? Bahman, what's going on down there? You're in Mexico, the La Esperanza property, things are looking good.
Yeah, thanks very much, Al. We have a number of projects in Mexico, in the Durango, Zacatecas area of Mexico, which is a highly prospective area for silver and base metal exploration. And in terms of the La Esperanza project, which is one of our larger project holdings in the Zacatecas, right on the Durango-Zacatecas border, we have an option with MAG Silver, where MAG Silver is earning a 60% interest for $5 million expenditures over 4 years. Peter McGaw is obviously involved with MAG Silver, has been since one of the founders of MAG, and he's involved with the La Esperanza project because of his association and the work he does at MAG.
Peter, I'm curious about one thing. Now, you've been around the block, maybe not as many times as I have, but a lot of times. PhD in geology, etc. You're probably the foremost expert on geological issues in Mexico. Now, what is it about the La Esperanza project that our listeners should be aware of as it relates to Canisil and MAG Silver?
In terms of silver, Mexico is the place to be. And in terms silver exploration, it's location, location, location. And there is a regionally mappable structure that runs from Guanajuato through Zacatecas, Fresnillo, on up through Sombrerete and straight into Durango. That particular mappable structure contains four of the world's 14 known billion-plus-ounce silver producers. So that particular structure is the white line on the middle of Main Street as far as exploration is concerned. We've already found a significant discovery at Fresnillo. We're working in Zacatecas, and when Bahman showed me what he had for La Esperanza, which is right there in the middle of Main Street, we really liked what we saw in terms of the regional location. We liked the width of the vein. We liked the grades that they'd had in former drilling, and it seemed like it was right in our wheelhouse.
You're obviously putting your money where your mouth is. One of the things, I mean, with that $5 million, one of the things that really that drew me to Canisil, for lack of better terms, aside from the fact that I have a lot of faith in Bahman, is the fact that you guys did come along, and you're in the process of, over a period of time, writing a pretty big check.
Yes, and in fact, the checks start getting big probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks as we get the drill rig out onto the property and we start figuring out whether some of these veins that we found on the property, in addition to the ones that have already been recognized by Herme Enriquez, Bahman's Mexican geologist, who's an old friend of mine as well, we'll see if some of these things pan out.
Bahman, now, you're a lot of experience in the field, highly educated technically, et cetera, et cetera. What are you guys looking for down there?
Well, what we are looking for is for potential for large mineral deposits. And as Peter said, Mexico, and particularly that Durango-Zacatecas area of Mexico, has that potential. It's been shown historically, and it has some of the largest operating mines in the world in terms of silver production. So where we focus is to try to look at these areas with geological potential and accumulate large land positions. Sometimes that's quite difficult to do because a lot of the mains or the veins or some of the showings have got small claim holdings on them. So it takes some time to investigate these mineral formations and acquire all the claims. And what I think is unique about La Esperanza, apart from its location and potential, is that we have a very large area Canacil's land holdings there are about 20,000 hectares, about 200 square kilometers. It's around 35 to 40 kilometers from one end diagonally to the other end. And it hosts four separate vein formations that we have identified. And we think that these could have extensions to them because it's an area where there's quite a lot of cover. So you see small exposures of the veins. But now recently the ZTEM geophysical airborne surveys that MAG did, the results tend to indicate that some of these veins could have much, much longer strike lengths and could be associated with much larger systems, both along strike and at depth. And I think Peter can comment on that in more detail.
I would actually like some comments on that because you've been down there. You've been working down there for a long time. You know the area certainly as well as anybody. Well, comments on La Esperanza.
Sure. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, MAG goes for grade and size. We're looking for district-scale discoveries that have grades that are high enough to make it under any silver price. And obviously, we're very happy with the current silver price, but the current silver price has taken a little hiccup, and the kind of grades we're looking for would still be economic. So we're well cushioned there. As far as La Esperanza is concerned, we see the structure, we see the right host rocks, we see enough cover to think that if there'd been something, if there's something big there, it's very easy for the old-timers not to have seen it. I will argue that the most important geologic unit on the Mexican geologic map is cover, because unlike the rest of the world where people have done a lot of work looking through cover, very little work through cover has been done in Mexico. And when you're in the right place and you're seeing the right signs, as we do at Esperanza, that's the place you want to be drilling.
Taking a wild stab at this thing, and this is a forward-looking statement, but this is kind of how Big Al invests. What's the potential?
Well, I'd like to say another Fresnillo, but that's sort of like comparing yourself to the mega giant. I mean, I'd put it this way. Mexico has a number of multi-hundred to billion-ounce silver deposits, and this is in the piece of real estate that has produced at least 4 billion-plus-ounce producers. So, you know, I'm not greedy. I'd be happy with 400, 500, 600 million ounces of silver. That would be fine.
Last question, I guess maybe for you, Bauman, or whichever one of you wants to address this, but you say you have quite a bit of a cushion in terms of the silver price. You say that La Esperanza is economic down to a pretty low level. What is that level?
Well, I think one of the indicators is to compare it with some of the nearby mines. At La Esperanza, we have, apart from Fresnillo, which is a bit further away, about 80 kilometers to the southeast, we have close to La Esperanza, we have Pan American Silver's La Colorada mine, we have First Majestic's La Parilla mine, and also First Majestic is now developing some new reserves and very high-grade deposits in the Chalchihuites area. Now, the statistics I've seen, and Peter can correct me if I'm wrong, is that the production cost, cash cost of production at La Colorada and at La Parilla is under $10 an ounce. So with a $30 per ounce silver price, you still have a very large cushion. Now, Peter may have some more accurate figures on those production costs.
Well, I'm not sure I deal with it that way. I deal with it the way that we've discussed before, which is for a mine to make sense over time, you need to be able to recover at least twice your all-in production costs. So if your all-in production costs are $10 an ounce, for example, then you need to be able to recover $20, and that'll make you profitable. At $30 silver, you're very comfortable over it. The kinds of deposits that we're looking for, the more Fresnillo-like deposits, Fresnillo is producing silver for less than $3 an ounce. Now, that's a remarkable deposit in terms of width and the fact they produce 8,000 tons a day, but I'd be comfortable being substantially under $10 an ounce, and that's what grade can do for you. And the drill results that Canacil got previously on Esperanza average about 11 ounces of silver. So that's a very comfortable target range to be in.
Boy, I would have to say so, particularly with the silver price being what it is right now. Okay, no guarantees, no investment advice, because we don't do this on the program. Last bit of disclosure, I am a shareholder of Canacil. I'm not selling my stock, and they are sponsors on our website. Peter Bauman, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Thank you.